latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, here's Tracy.
Thank you, Jack. My computer was asleep for a moment, and yeah. I was going to ask you guys to remember the Radio Paparazzi stories from the last hour and help me out. Do you think you could have done that?
Well, I know the first one. The first story is the Robert De Niro warning.
Hey, good job. Governor Andrew Cuomo enlisted the help of two famous New Yorkers to get out his message about coronavirus prevention. Mm-hmm. Danny DeVito and Robert De Niro both recorded video messages urging young people to stay home. Let's take a little listen to De Niro's. Of course, he was just using his famous line from Meet the Parents.
Hello, this is Robert De Niro. We all need to stay home. We need to stop the spread of this virus, and we can only do it together. Not just to protect ourselves, but to protect others and all the older people you love. Please. I'm watching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear things, and I'm watching you.
Meanwhile, yesterday, Dr. Phil called people who were refusing to follow social distancing guidelines selfish and immature. He added, "We are all in this together, and right now we have to be willing to make those kind of sacrifices." You go, Dr. Phil. Well, most of us ladies will tell you we are about 3 weeks from knowing everybody's true hair color.
That's true.
Kelly Ripa shared a picture of the top of her head showing how her gray hair is already growing back. I'm with you, Kelly. I'm there. And she said, "Root Watch, week one." A lot of us are missing our beauty treatments. But, you know, I don't know. I wonder how others would weigh in out there about, you know, are you, even if you're working from home, are you really, you know, getting up, getting a shower, getting dressed, putting makeup on and all of that? I mean, I can tell
you. Yeah, I'd like to know the percentage on that one.
I'm showering from the waist up on days that I have Zooms. I'm looking really professional, but I might have sweatpants or yoga pants or PJ pants on the bottom. And the days I don't have a Zoom, I have no makeup on. I mean, there is something so liberating about not wearing any makeup. And you're like, well, nobody's going to see me. I did kind of feel bad for Steve, my husband, the other night, though. I said, you know, you must look at me and think, what happened to my wife?
I doubt if he thinks that.
Oh, my word.
How'd you get in the house?
Who are you and what did you do with my wife?
So let me get this straight. So when you're here in the studio and one day you will be back in here and you're in here and you don't have your makeup on, that's liberating to me. I just want to make sure I got that.
You know, it's nice to not feel that pressure to just be like, this
is me. You
know,
I tell you, you don't need to do anything in here.
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you, but... Mm.
But when we get a guest, Michelle, look out.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I don't care what you guys think, but if a guest is coming in, I spruce it up a bit.
But like I told you before...
I see even Bennett's crying.
Yes, like I told you before, you have that option to be able to do that.
Right.
I'm stuck with this all day.
Well, you could put that makeup on, Jack. In fact, maybe we should do that when we first
come
back.
That's true. It might help you.
We both should make over Jack.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
I think Bennett likes that idea.
Well, meanwhile...
One can do his makeup, the other can dress him.
Go ahead. Michelle Williams and Thomas Kail reportedly married secretly, according to Us Weekly. They were spotted by paparazzi earlier this week with wedding bands on their ring fingers. Hmm. They are expecting their first child together. Williams, of course, has a 14-year-old daughter with the late Heath Ledger.